Welcome to day 157. We are up to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Now, yesterday we learned a very, very important halacha, and that is that you are not allowed to do schora, business, with any peros shvis, with any shmita produce. And once we learned that halacha, then we learned other categories of halacha in which we're also not allowed to do business. For example, a bechor, a firstborn animal, we generally give it to a kohen, and the kohen then brings it as a sacrifice, as a korban on the Beis HaMikdash. But if that animal has a blemish such that it is disqualified from being brought as a korban, then the kohen is allowed to keep it, either to use it to feed his family, or he's even allowed to sell it at cost to someone else. But the kohen is not allowed to do business with it. You're not allowed to sell it for the purpose of earning profit. Similarly, other categories, any food that is usher to eat, a non-kosher animal, whatever it is, you're also not allowed to do business with it. So once we learned that in the last Mishnah, our Mishnah is going to further delve into those cases and define for us, when are you allowed to sell those things? When are you not allowed to sell those things because it would be considered business? Says the Mishnah, Lakach Bechor, imagine a regular Yisrael buys a Bechor, one of these blemished Bechors from a kohen. As we said, the kohen is allowed to sell it as long as it's not business. So a person buys the Bechor, Lemishte Beno, for the purpose of his son's wedding, O Leregel, or to serve it as meat on Yontif. But it ends up that he didn't need it. He already had other meat, and he didn't end up needing this Bechor. Then, mutar lemachro, you are allowed to then sell it to someone else. Now, even though we would assume that generally buying something for the purpose of reselling it, that is a hallmark of business activity. That would generally be entirely usher. To buy something for the purpose of reselling it, that is business. But in this case, even though the person is buying it and then eventually reselling it, that wasn't the person's intention. The person's intention was originally to eat the meat. Now there's leftovers, so now you're allowed to resell it. It is not the same thing, the Mishnah is telling us, as buying it for the purpose of reselling it. That would be considered business. In this case, it is totally fine. As continues the Mishnah, Tzadeh Chaya, someone who generally traps, Tzadeh Chaya, Ofos Vadagim, someone who generally traps, a professional trapper of animals, of birds, of fish that are generally kosher. But a non-kosher animal ends up in one of his traps, he ends up getting a hold of a non-kosher animal, then mutarin lamachra, and then they're allowed to sell them. Even though we saw yesterday that non-kosher animals are generally not allowed to do business with it, this is not considered doing business. You're not specifically looking for those animals in order to take them and then resell them. One ended up in your possession, and therefore you are allowed to sell it. That is not considered business. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af mishen esmano lo lefidarko, even someone who's not a professional trapper, but a regular person who ends up with a non-kosher animal, happens to be a non-kosher animal in his possession, lo keach lemocher, is allowed to take it and then sell it, ubilvad shelo tehe amunatz b'kach, as long as that is not the person's general profession, as long as the person's not specifically seeking out non-kosher animals for the purpose of selling them, because that would be business. In this case, you happen to come across one, then you are allowed to sell it. But we see, as the first really opinion applied, the Chacham Osrim, the Chacham said, no, you're not allowed to. Only professional trappers are allowed to then resell it. Why? What's the difference? The Yerushalmi explains that generally, we do not allow someone to sell non-kosher animals, even if it's not exactly business. Even just to sell it would be problematic because it can lead to doing business. It's very similar to doing business. But with trappers, it's a little bit different because a professional trapper had to pay a certain tax to the government, the Yerushalmi says, and it was a very, very hefty tax. And therefore, if you didn't allow them to sell the non-kosher animals that happened to be in their possessions, it would be a tremendous, tremendous burden on them to have to pay taxes only from the kosher animals. And therefore, we allow that dispensation for someone who's a professional hunter or trapper to be able to, really not a hunter, because then you can't hunt non-kosher animals, because then it would not be kosher, because you wouldn't kill them with proper shechita, but a trapper, my apologies, we allow that dispensation for trappers so that they do not have to, the tax isn't so burdensome on them, but everyone else, you would not be allowed to sell those animals. That is Mishnah Dalet. Now on to Mishnah Hay. Now Mishnah Hay is a continuation of a discussion that we started earlier about different sorts of produce, whether they have Kedusha Shvis or not, whether they have the sanctity of Shemitah, and if they do, whether they have the mitzvah of Biur or not. Again, Biur, when that type of produce is no longer found out in the field, you have to remove that sort of produce from your house and make it Hefker. And we said that whether produce has the mitzvah of Biur or not depends on whether that sort of produce can last in the ground. If it can't last in the ground, if you were to leave a sort of produce attached in the ground and it would not last, it would rot, then there is the mitzvah of Biur for that sort of produce. But if not, if you could leave it in the ground and it would last, it would not rot, then there is no mitzvah of Biur. So says Mishnah Hay, Lulve Zradim Vecharuvim. Lulve are like the end of branches that become soft, I think defined as shoots. So Lulve Zradim, Zradim is just a type of plant that had apparently edible shoots at the end there. Vecharuvim, and of a carob tree. So the shoots of either of those, Yeshlam Shvis, Lenayim Shvis, so they're, they themselves have kedusha shvi'is, and if you were to exchange it for money, the money has the status of shvi'is, and yesh lehem bi'ur l'mehem bi'ur. Also, there's the mitzvah of bi'ur, and money that you exchange for them have the mitzvah of bi'ur, meaning to say that if you were to leave them attached in the ground, the shoots would eventually rot, and therefore the mitzvah of bi'ur does apply. Lulve ha'ela, the shoots of a terebinth, of habatna, or of a type of nut, perhaps a pistachio, or something that seems, the Kati says, something that's like an almond, va'atadim, and another sort of bush that has thorns on it, then yesh lehem shvi'is, uldmeim shvi'is. In those examples, they do have shvi'is, and their money that you exchange for them have shvi'is, because again, they could either be used as people food or animal food, etc., all the things that we learned previously, but ein lehem bi'ur v'lo l'dmeim bi'ur, but they do not have bi'ur, and their money would not have beer, because if you were to leave those things in the ground, they would last. They would not rot, and therefore they are not subject to the mitzvah of biur. And finally, avala alin, in all of those cases, the leaves of those plants, whether we're talking about the ones that do have biur or the ones that don't have biur, in either case, the leaves themselves, la alin yesh biur, there is biur. Amipnei shen noshrin me'avien, because they eventually wither and they fall off me'avien, meaning they fall off of the branches and they are no longer edible at that point, meaning they don't last. They eventually do rot. And because the leaves don't last, then they have the mitzvah of biur. So we've seen this before, that different parts of plants can have different statuses when it comes to biur. If a certain part of the plant would continue to grow and last and not rot, then there wouldn't be the mitzvah of biur. But for example, if a part didn't, for example, the leaves, if the leaves themselves were to dry up and not be edible after a while, then the leaves themselves would have the mitzvah of biur. That is Mishnah Hey. We'll continue the Mishnah Vav tomorrow.